Your Ranch It Up, Heard It Here weekly recap is up right after this.
Welcome to Sire Buyer, the nation's number one destination for buying and selling breeding genetics. Sire Buyer features the top Angus bulls across the country. If you're looking for the best place in breeding genetics, you've just found it.
RanchChannel.com, bull sales, western events, product information, right at your fingertips on the ultimate cowboy-friendly platform. Want to follow up-to-date markets? RanchChannel.com. No need to dig for information on all these different websites. It's all right there on RanchChannel.com.
The U.S.-Mexico border is officially back open for livestock imports, marking the first reopening in more than a year. On Monday, Mexican cattle were allowed into the United States through the Douglas, Arizona port of entry. Two additional ports in New Mexico are expected to reopen over the next 2 months, assuming the New World screwworm situation does not worsen. But for now, reopening livestock ports along the Texas-Mexico border is not on the table. USDA closed the border in November of 2024 after screwworm reappeared in southern Mexico. A limited reopening was attempted in February of 2025, but imports were halted again in May as the pest moved rapidly north. The closure has been a major blow to Mexico's cattle industry. Before the screwworm crisis, the U.S. imported roughly 1.1 million head of cattle from Mexico each year, accounting for about 5% of total U.S. slaughter. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins says the phased reopening is moving forward based on science and data, with measures in place to protect the U.S. cattle herd. The Douglas port opened on Monday. Columbus and Santa Teresa, New Mexico are expected to follow, with one opening in about 30 days and the other 30 days after that. Rollins says Texas ports will remain closed for now because that's where the most screwworm activity is being seen. Only two active cases remained in Texas as of Monday, although additional cases have been reported since the pest was first confirmed in South Texas back in June. Early cattle volumes are expected to be limited. However, reopening the New Mexico ports could bring more significant numbers of Mexican cattle into the U.S. by this fall. And that is your Ranch It Up, Heard It Here weekly recap. Be sure you tune in to the full program this weekend.
What if your bull selection could help put more money in your pocket? At Jorgensen Land and Cattle, every bull is bred and tested for feed efficiency, a trait that can help you maximize production and profitability. When you lease or buy from Jorgensen Land and Cattle, you'll benefit from superior genetics, proven sire lines, and support from a team with over 60 years of experience. Our breeding program was built to help commercial cattle producers develop better cowherds and stronger feeder calves. Head to JorgensenFarms.com and follow us on Facebook. Jorgensen Land and Cattle, one of the nation's largest seed stock providers.